Okay, thanks to those of you who are here live on Zoom, and for those of you who are listening on the podcast or who are catching this later on YouTube, my name is Hans-Peter Meyer, and I will be leading a series of men's work retreats on Vancouver Island in Comox on the east coast of the island and Tofino on the west coast of the island starting in October. In Tofino, November in Comox, and then we're going to do several more in the winter and into the early spring. And I say we because I'll be doing this with guest collaborators, one of them being Aum Song Troughton, who was supposed to be here today but couldn't because she wasn't feeling well enough, but she did give me some things to say. Now, the purpose of this Zoom is basically just to answer some questions. So I've got a bunch of questions here that I'm going to answer. So let me start with a couple of those and then I'll invite who's ever with us to also ask some questions. So one of the first ones is, well, what is a men's work retreat? So for some of us who've been doing some kind of personal work or part of men's circles, it may be pretty straightforward. But for those of you who've never been in a men's circle or a men's group, what we're going to be doing on this retreat is 3 days. So starting on a Friday evening, all day Saturday, a long day Saturday, and about half of Sunday, we'll be doing a lot of practices. Now, one of my teachers basically just reiterates what yogis have known forever, which is that we make change by starting with our body. So the Western way and a very masculine and head-based way of doing things is to try to start by changing our mind. And the yogic way is actually to change the body. So changing our posture, changing how we breathe. These are all ways that we subtly and in a long-term way start to change the chemistry in our body, the very electricity of our bodies. So our bodies are made up of innumerable subatomic particles all in motion, and the practices that we'll be doing, which are yogic practices and qigong practices and tantric practices, basically all some kind of yoga, are about bringing our bodies into alignment with themselves. Now, it's fitting that one of our retreats is going to be on the Remembrance Day weekend. As Aum Song pointed out, you know, the theme of remembering your body, remembering what your body knows. So if you've done any kind of yogic work for any extended time, you may have experienced that feelings start to come up, thoughts start to come up that you haven't thought or felt for a long time. And that's basically your body starting to feel things again that you haven't, for whatever reason, trauma, just basic education, acculturation, haven't been able to or haven't allowed yourself to feel. So what's a men's work retreat? It's men getting together to do this kind of work with each other in a concentrated way. The last time we did this, it was a one-day retreat in Tofino, and it was, you know, super powerful for the men who were part of it. And I'm hoping that we see some of them come back for this series. They, unfortunately, we got interrupted by COVID and not being able to do things indoors together. So we're picking that up now to try to get men on the island doing this stuff together, finding ways to support each other. What may come out of this is that you've got a few more tools to do to lead your own circle of friends, or your tools to bring to your own men's group or men's circle. That's my hope. As I sometimes say, I'm not really looking for more clients or students or whatever. That's nice, but the thing that I want to see happen is that more men get to take some of the things that I've learned and make it work in your own lives. So if I can pass things on, teach you how to do some of this stuff, if you can feel some of the benefits, and then if you can feel confident enough to do this with others, well, that's the best case scenario for me. This is how we start to create a safer world. Getting back to my questions here, another question was, I'm already in a men's group. Why should I go on a retreat? That's a good question. You know, if you're going on a weekly or bi-weekly or even monthly basis to a circle that gets together for 60 minutes or 2 hours or something, that's super. What I'm going to bring you is a little bit different than most men's groups do. Again, I'm going to bring this back to practice. I was talking to a colleague in the States just a couple of days ago about this. You know, so many of what we're led to do in men's groups and men's circles, and I experienced that as well, had to do with talking, and there's a need for us to talk. But lots of us aren't talkers, and lots of us don't even know how to put words to what we're feeling. I'm not sure that that's really so important. I think what's important is that we start to feel again, and we start to let ourselves experience things, and then learn how to hold space so that others can experience things that may have been threatening and overwhelming for us. And that's a real yogic thing. It's like opening our body rather than doing stuff with our mind or doing stuff with our words. So over this weekend, our retreats, there will definitely be talk. So in that way, it'll perhaps be similar to men's circles or men's groups that you're part of right now. But a big focus is going to be on practice, embodiment practice, you know, getting into your body. So postures, breath work, we'll be doing, it won't just be still postures, there'll be moving things, there'll be work with other men, you know, we'll do dyadic work. We'll bring in my colleague to bring in the feminine, and you'll get to work with that energy as well. So it's going to be much more intensive and much more focused on what your body is going through rather than what your head is going through. So if you're already in a men's group, please, I hope you can make it out to Vancouver Island, or if you're already on Vancouver Island, I hope you can make it out to Comox or Tofino. You're going to learn something here that you can then take back to your groups. And again, it's all about, you know, sharing what I've learned that maybe you can find useful to make this world a safer and better place for all of us. And I'm sorry about this delay here. I'm constantly having to turn this thing on. Here's another question. Is this going to be about, this is like related to what some of you have seen with Wim Hof. Is this going to be about jumping in cold water, doing mega physical stuff, the bonding through hardship kind of stuff? Not really. I mean, I think that stuff's great. And I'm hoping that some of you are already doing that kind of thing. I'm a big fan of cold water immersion. I'm a big fan of working my body really hard, but that's not going to be the focus of what we're doing. And it certainly isn't about bonding through hardship. I mean, we're going to be doing things that are physically challenging and that hopefully take you to some kind of edge. And maybe there'll be some, you know, brotherhood forged in that. But that's not my goal. My goal is to create experiences that help you feel more and hold space for yourself to feel more in a safe way. Here's another one. Why is there a woman involved? Yeah, lots of men's work and men's retreats is very much men leading men, and we definitely need to do that. The richest learning that I've ever done, though, has been being tested by the feminine. So in this case, Aum Song Troutman, who is a men's sex coach, is going to be there. I'm just going to read something that she sent. And again, I'm sorry she couldn't join us. She just wasn't feeling well enough. But she saw that question, and here's what she wrote. And I'm sure it's not going to be news to you. The feminine is a mystery. Living as a feminine being is challenging, maybe even more challenging for her than for you, as we're expected to always be in our masculine go-go and then suddenly ready for sex, or to suddenly be able to soften and be vulnerable. And I'll be part of the workshops to share from the feminine perspectives, to understand in your body, in your mind, when you stop to hold her and hear her. So that's when you start to feel some of this, the feelings that are in this way of looking at things. That's your feminine. And that, as men, we're generally not very good at holding space for. So she's on hand to help share from the feminine perspective, to help you understand in your body and your mind, when you stop to hold the feminine and hear the feminine in your own body, to create space for her to soften, and for her tough masculine mask, and now it could be perhaps a woman that you're involved with or a friend of yours, for her to feel safe enough for her to drop her tough masculine mask, and for her to open to you with love. Love for you, love for herself, and her love to be alive. And this is what's coming through to Aum Song when she practices listening and trusting to all the stuff that comes up for her. So in her way, what she does, and basically any woman who is tuned into her feminine can do this for you, but very few women choose to make themselves that vulnerable, and very few women, we rarely give women that kind of space to really just tell us what's going on down deep. And again, you know, like us, feminine women have grown up in this culture and have all kinds of reasons why they don't feel things or why they don't feel safe to share what they feel. So having a feminine practitioner on hand, it's great. It's a huge benefit to what we're going to be doing. And I'm looking forward to having her bring that feminine perspective and that feminine presence to what we do. Now, eventually, you know, my goal one day is that we're doing co-ed retreats, so that after a man does several men's retreats, that we are able to do a co-ed retreat where either you bring a partner or we invite women in who've been doing feminine practice, and we do some of the great practice that helps us see just how we're doing as men, able to hold space, able to go deep into ourselves and evoke that beautiful flowering in the women around us. Is food and accommodation included? There's no, the accommodation is up to you. I'm going to be putting together a restricted diet for this, and we'll be looking after that. It's not going to be much, guys. It's basically going to be a juice fast for the time that we're together. And part of that is to, so, you know, one of my teachers talks about our monkey body. So this is the body that we have inherited through evolution, and it's done a great job of covering the earth with this species and tearing it to bits and other things. So some of what we're trying to do now is be in this monkey body that evolution has brought us, and to notice things and modify some of the basic functioning that we have. So his point, he says, there are three things that we know about our forebears. They ate, they breathed, and they had sex. And he says, if we learn to regulate any one of those, we start to open ourselves up to spiritual, what are called spiritual experiences. So fasting changes our body, releases our mind from our brain from the job of processing food, and starts to open spaces, which is why fasting is a part of many, many spiritual traditions. Sexual regulation. If we abstain from, especially as men, if we abstain from ejaculation consciously, we start to experience our sexuality and our world in a different way. And the same with breath. We start doing breath work. In yoga is called pranayama. We breathe in different ways, and we'll be doing a lot of this. We do different breath practices to create different mind-body experiences. So for our retreats, we're going to be challenging our bodies to deal with food and hunger in a different way. And if you're not used to a juice fast, it might be a really uncomfortable experience. And if you are, then you already know how this can be a really good thing to reset your nervous system. So you don't have to worry about food costs while you're here, but you do have to worry about accommodations. And there's lots of stuff available on Airbnb, and Tofino books up, but I think by the time, you know, our October dates, things should be a little less expensive out there. I'd like to do more of these, but I can't afford two within a month. Yeah, sorry about that. I'm not expecting, I mean, that's great if you want to do two in 1 month. I mean, when I did John Wineland's September workshop in 2018, I was just so inspired that I signed up for the next one, which was about 2 or 3 weeks later in New York. And that was great. I mean, it was a big commitment financially and time-wise, but boy, I came away from that just, I just moved so fast and so far. It was the right thing for me to do. I'm not saying that that's what you should do. And we do have a special price if you do the two workshops. And if it's not listed or if it's not clear, please be in touch, okay? So that's why the two are so close together. Also, we've got the Remembrance Day long weekend in November, so that moved it a little bit closer. So I think there's the two workshops are 3 weeks apart. I don't live anywhere near Vancouver Island. What's the easiest and cheapest way to get there? And which retreat is most accessible? Generally, I think Comox is the most accessible. You can fly directly to YQQ, Comox Airport. You can fly to Vancouver and then directly to Comox, or you can, if you're from Calgary or Points East, you can fly easily there. Same with Edmonton. if you're in the lower mainland or the lower part of the island, Tofino might be more accessible to you. It really just depends on where you're coming from, and you know, I can't answer that. But if you want help with that, please give me a call. Does anybody who's watching, does anybody have any questions? Do you want to ask any questions? Just put your hand up and I'll... Okay, Jason, if you could just unmute there and ask your question, I'll see what I can do about it.
I just have one question for you, Hans. A basic percentage of how much of the weekend, the 3 days, will be with practice and how much of it will be like free time?
Yeah, that's a good question. So right now we're looking at starting at Friday evening. We'll probably do 3 hours that evening, and we'll finish around 9 or 10, depending on when we start. And Saturday we'll start at 10 and we'll go into the evening. There will be breaks, like we'll take an hour break for lunchtime and an hour break at dinner time, just to get out and move around. But that Saturday is going to be a long day, and Sunday we'll start at 10 and we'll finish at 2. That answer your question? Is that good? Okay. That was one of the other questions that somebody else had raised too. Anybody else have a question here? Just put your hand up whenever you've got one. Okay, I'll move back to my list here. Who is this for? Well, probably if you're here, whether you're on the live Zoom or whether you're listening to it in the podcast or on YouTube, this could be for you. If you're a man who's gone through a divorce or two or a major separation or two, if you're a man who's struggling with the responsibilities of being a father and being a lover and being a breadwinner and trying to figure out what the fuck life is all about, this is a great place for you. I came to this work because things had started falling apart, and I came to it over many years and in different, you know, different times in my life. I picked up different things that have brought me here, but the most recent was just basically facing burnout in my work life. I had really meaningful work. I enjoyed what I was doing, but it was eating me alive, and it ate my relationship to a woman who meant a lot to me. And that was the fourth relationship in my life that meant a lot to me. So it was time for me to make some changes. And luckily my children were all grown. But, you know, my aging mother commented on how, and other friends, on how they weren't seeing me. So it wasn't just the woman I loved, it was other people in my life who had lost, I was losing touch with them, I was disappearing. So I know this is not uncommon. I have been in men's groups and know that when we're somewhere in our 30s to somewhere in our 60s, most of us hit a wall of some kind and start to ask questions. And I've certainly, I think what I do is addressed to you. I've found a way through that helps me acknowledge my regrets and own response, you know, take responsibility and own my mistakes and make amends, like start making things better in my relationships, all of them. And as I said earlier, that's, you know, I want to share what I've learned, the technologies that I've learned. This is not rocket science. It's not witchcraft. You know, it's not crazy stuff. It's pretty basic stuff. Learning to pay attention to my body, to remember who I am, and in that way become present and become a loving presence for all these people who have loved me and still love me, even when I was, I'm not sure I was ever really, you know, an asshole, but I may not have been pleasant to be around. And that's change. So if that's something that appeals to you or that strikes a chord, then this is for you. I've never been to a retreat or even a one-day workshop before. What are these all about and what can I expect? Okay, well, I remember those days. I was in my 20s. No, I was in my, I think I was in my 30s when I first started to end up in workshops. They were work related, and then later on they were personal development related, but I always thought, found them really intimidating. So I get it, you know, like, what the fuck? Like, why should I go somewhere and sit with another couple guys or a small group of guys with some guy with a big beard who thinks he's got something to say? What you can expect is that whatever your story is and whatever your reason is for being there, most of us share some of that stuff. So hopefully pretty soon you feel at home, like you feel relaxed. You feel like, oh, this is a space that I feel safe in. This is a space that I can start to relax. Maybe the first time you can relax, you know, since you were a kid. At least that's how it was for me. You know, there was a point in my 30s where I went into these kind of spaces and I realized, wow, I really have been carrying a lot of stuff. And all of a sudden I'm feeling like it's been lifted, even if just for a little while. So I'm going to suggest that that's what you can expect. You're going to feel like some of the weight's been lifted. You're going to feel like some of your pain is understood and some of your struggle, some of the impossibility of what you face as a man, whatever that is, will be appreciated. I know that was a really big one for me, certainly in my 40s, just not feeling appreciated, working my fucking ass off, and it not being enough. It not being enough for anybody, it seemed. Probably most of all for myself, but you know, that's part of the work is recognizing that. So you're going to show up Friday evening. We're going to do some practices. I'm not going to ask you to start burying your soul. I'm not interested in putting people on the spot. There will be places to talk. I will ask you to, you know, go into yourself to reveal stuff, but you're going to reveal it to yourself. You'll be writing some things down. There will be times to talk amongst each other or to share things, but no one's going to be expected to or put on the spot to be vulnerable. A lot of what really needs to happen, I believe, is, as I said earlier, is for our bodies to start to change our chemistry and our, as I said earlier, the, you know, we're made up of this electricity, these all these moving atoms and stuff like that. So it's about starting to bring that stuff into alignment and feel that stuff and notice it ourselves. We don't need to talk about it. You will quite probably want to talk about it. In fact, at some point you're going to probably just want to talk about it on and on and on, and I'm going to say at that point, you know, like, listen to yourself. Like, listen to yourself, go into silence, trust your solitude, and notice how your wanting to talk is actually just another part of this trying to please others or do enough or something like that. And you won't need to do that here. So they're workshops for you to do work. They're not workshops for you to reveal yourself or make anybody else feel good. This is a space for you to do some work that I'm going to guide you through, to feel some things, to experience some things, to make some notes for yourself, to talk when you feel it's important to talk, and also to learn to be silent and hold space and allow others to be silent or to speak. What if I don't want to do some of the things that you're asking us to do? Okay. Nobody's required to do any. I mean, if you show up, great. If you show up and you just sit on your mat the whole time, you're still going to get something out of this. You're going to get a lot more if you do the practices, but I'm not going to make you do anything. You know, I'm inviting you to be part of what I think is a transformative process. Each of these weekends will have their own kind of feel to them and their own process. And you take what you want and leave the rest, and practice what you want and don't practice what you don't want. All within the bounds of being respectful. In other words, don't interrupt other people's process, and you know, don't get in the way of other people doing their work. But I'm not gonna push you to do anything. So if you're not comfortable with some part of it, cool, just sit out. Will this be physically hard? I want to do the work, as you call it, but I'm not in the best of health. Well, absolutely, come. Like I just said, you know, like if you're going to learn to listen to your body, some of these things we can modify them so that they're not as strenuous as other things. For people who are up for it, yeah, there will be strenuous physical work, strenuous breath work. But if your body's saying this is not good for me, then listen to your body. Sit things out. Take a moment to be silent. Now, this is an interesting aside, actually. You know, so much of what we're driven by is this fear of missing out. So even if you're in good health and you can do all these things, just feel into yourself and think, ask yourself, like, maybe this is something I should just be sitting out and observing and watching what happens in me while I do that. As I said to somebody recently in a session, you know, this yoga that I teach it's been called yoga of awareness. So everything that we do, whether it's in the retreat, or whether it's on your morning practice, on your yoga mat, whether it's at work, whether it's in conversation with your child, whatever, it's always practice. Like just take enough time so that you're noticing what's going out and noticing what's coming back in. And as you start to notice that, you'll start to be able to regulate your experience. You'll start to be able to change what's happening. If you've got a teenage daughter, for example, I had two teenage daughters and two teenage sons. So I found teenage girls to be some of the most challenging conversation or people to be around. And I wish I would have had this kind of practice then, because every encounter with them would have been this master class in and holding space and being attentive, being in a place of love for myself and for them, rather than in a place of freaking out, which is what it often feels like. So that just, you know, that is really what I see as our work, is when we start, when we learn how to pay attention to what's going on. So even when you're doing practices, like, just notice, oh, I feel like sitting this one out and just watching, or just noticing what happens when I sit it out. So if you're not in the best of health, this is a great place to be. Just do increments, do what works, notice what you can do more of, what you want to do less of. What about COVID protocols? Are you requiring vaccinations? So right now, no. And for the fall series, I'm pretty sure we're just going to go with trusting that everybody is doing their best to not get sick. I encourage people to wear masks when they're out in public. You won't be wearing masks in the workshop, but I will ask everybody to do a test before they come into the workshop space. So, and what I'm prepared to say right now is that if you show up take a test when you leave wherever you're leaving. Let's say you're flying in from Calgary. Take a test there. When you arrive at the workshop door the next day or that morning, take another test. Now, if in the in-between time you now are testing positive, so you've got COVID, I will reimburse you half of your workshop costs. So I want people there who are healthy and are, you know, paying attention to that and not taking risks to spread illness to your co-workshop, co-retreat people, and to me. I have compromised people in my life, elderly and health compromised, and it's important for me to stay safe, so I'm asking you to respect that. Take whatever measures you can to be safe before you arrive here. Test before you leave. If you're positive for COVID, stay home. If you don't test positive for COVID, come. If you arrive at the workshop door and then you test positive, then I'll reimburse you half of your workshop fees. Now, who knows what's going to happen between now and October, November. But that's how things stand right now at the early part of September. How many men will there be? That's a good question. I don't know. I would love it if we had 10 guys in Tofino and 8 guys in Comox. But I'm going to work with whoever shows up. So if you're thinking of coming and you've got a friend who's interested, curious, we do have a buddy price. So if it's not clear to you how that works, then please be in touch with me. I would love to have 10 guys in Tofino and 8 guys in Comox. I'm not a big fan of huge processes. They have their place, and I encourage you to check out what that feels like if you ever get the chance. To go to one of John Wineland's big co-ed events where there will be 80 people, 40 masculine identified and 40 feminine identified. It's a powerful experience, but what I'm interested in is a much more intimate experience. So, and I'm happy to work with small groups. I'm 65. I'd like to be there. Is there an age limit? I've never thought there was an age limit to this work. I think if you're interested in opening up your body and opening up your heart and learning more about who you are and possibly sharing some of what you've learned, then, man, I'd love to have you. On the other side, I can't imagine, I mean, if you're 18 years old and you want to do this, give me a shout, you know, like, wow, what if all 18-year-olds did this kind of work? Well, that would make for things pretty interesting in a couple of years. So, no, I don't think there's any age limits. I'm happy to work with all ages. Is this about sex? Like how to have more sex and better sex? Sometimes this work is called the yoga of sexual polarities. A lot of what we do is related to tantra, which is often associated just with sex. But no, it's not just about sex, but it will have an impact on your sex life. It might fuck up your sex life. Wouldn't that be great? So much of how we define ourselves as men, especially when we're younger men, has to do with, you know, I want sex, I want more sex, I want better sex. Not really even knowing what that looks like or could be, but we are going to be talking about sex. We are going to be doing things that specifically relate to your sexuality, but it's way more than just our genital, you know. We're not going to be dealing with just genital sex very much, no. We are going to be talking about sex in a bigger way the whole time. Is there a reading list? Can we see it before we sign up? No, there isn't a reading list. If you're paying attention, I mentioned people's names, but what I want you to get away from is the bookishness, the word mind thing, which is how we as men typically, conventionally relate to the world. I want you to be here experiencing shit in your bodies. I want you here breathing. I want you here holding postures. When you do eventually speak, I want that to come from a deep place in your gut, maybe in your balls, you know, maybe from your anus. I don't know, somewhere deep. I don't really want it coming from your head. Most of what comes from our head is not all that interesting. So my focus here will be on getting you out of your head and into your body. So as far as the reading list is concerned, there's a lot of books you could be reading, but I'm not going to tell you what they are right now. If you take one of my programs, I'll start talking about some of the people who, well, I'll constantly be talking about some of the people who shape how I do things. But in terms of specific readings, let that be the least of your concerns. I see that this is from Friday to Sunday. Will we have time off? Well, that was a question that one of you asked earlier. You will have a little bit of time off. I'll just repeat this. We're going to be starting Friday evening. We'll do 3 hours that evening. Then we'll start Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. And we'll go into the evening again. There will be a break for lunch and a break for dinner. On Sunday, we'll start at 10 and then we'll go till about 2 or 3 in the afternoon. So there's not going to with an hour break for lunch. There will not be much time to play outside of that time. So hope that answers your question. Are there discounts available to those of us who don't have lots of cash on hand? Yes, there are some discounts out there, and I can point you to them. You'll notice that the pricing is in US dollars on the site. That's because I'm servicing international, there's people participating in things from all over the place. So if you're from Canada, I can give you a discount on that stuff. So be in touch with me about that, okay? And that's all the questions that I have right now. Let's see if anybody sent me anything since the last time I looked. Do any of you have any additional questions? I know there's a couple of people haven't said anything. But if I don't hear anything from you in a couple of minutes, I'm just going to accept that for the moment I've answered all the questions that were in front of me. If you have additional questions, don't hesitate to email me at hans@sacredbodies.ca.
Hey, Hans.
Hey,
Hey.
James, you got a question?
Yeah, so with some of the exercises that we'll be participating in at the retreats, I'm working right now in the Basic Six program, and I was wondering with the types of experiences that we've been having, if there will be any relationship or circling back to if any of those different either breath types of breathing or breathing exercises or anything that might be integrated into the practices as we make our way into the later months. Is it something that's part of that process, or is it something that will enhance or benefit?
That's a really good question. So there are some men who are taking part in the what I'm calling the Basic Six Path of the Sacred Masculine program, which is a 6-month online program. And you guys have had a bunch of yogic exercises and breath exercises already. I'm not exactly sure what we're going to be doing. Like the different retreats are going to have different components. Some of it will feel familiar, like some parts will feel familiar to you, but they'll be put together in different ways. And they definitely will I'm definitely thinking of these retreats as how they fit into your practices. So October will be your 4th month in that program, and November will be the fifth. So I'll be thinking about how what you guys are working on and what we do in the retreats, how those fit together. So I'm hoping that all of you guys, well, at least a number of you can make it to at least one of the retreats, because you're a big reason why I'm doing the retreats. And it'll be the same in 2023, like what one as I build those retreats, I'll be thinking about how they fit into the programs that I'm running. That was a long way of saying yes, they're definitely connected. How they're connected right now, I'm that's not 100% clear to me, but definitely
Well,
you're gonna benefit.
and for after these fall sessions, are you looking at additionally doing sessions or retreats in the spring, or is it going to potentially be a revolving fall winter?
Right now I'm hoping we can do some in January, February, and then March, April, or April, May. I haven't thought too much past that. Like I said, I'm at some point I want to start working on developing a co-ed part of this. So maybe that happens in the fall of 2023. I don't know. The problem here is that, well, that's all I'm going to say right now, because so much of this stuff we'll just see how things evolve. Again, it's for me, it's experiment with some things and then notice. Notice what happens, and allow that to show me where I need to go with this stuff. So I'm really enjoying what you guys are doing in the Basic Six, and I'm getting some great feedback, and yeah, I'm just really impressed. And like I said, I hope at least a few of you can participate.
And last question, as I am participating in the Basic Six, and you may have touched on this in the first, I think, five or six questions or however many answered before I came. If I was someone who is not participating in the Basic Six and I was coming night with naivety, I don't know if that's the right way, but to this, and my point of reference is being in the Basic Six and some of the exercises and experiences and feeling and listening into the body. If I weren't a part of the Basic Six, leaving this retreat, will there be like exercises or practices that we can incorporate into our own daily practices that'll be presented to us? I mean, is it like a experience this, or is it like, and when you go home, like, here's a, you know, will we be able to recreate what we do or are learning at the retreat on our own? Will we have like resources or guidance post-retreat to like reflect and revisit?
Those are excellent questions, James. What I had been thinking was that men who got something out of this would probably want to sign up for the Basic Six. But you're talking about something else that's let me think on that. I think that's really important. So that men aren't just left hanging. As I said earlier, you know, one of my goals is to give you guys experiences and some confidence in some of these practices so that you can share them with other men, whether or not you ever take a program with me again or whatever, just that you've got something. You know, some guy might say, I've heard about breath practices, blah, blah, blah. And you say, well, I know a couple, you know, like, let's do it. Or I don't want to go to a yoga class full of, you know, women in yoga pants. And you say, well, that's okay. I know a couple of yoga practices that have been really helpful for me, and I can show you. So that's my goal, is that, you know, some of this stuff is doable and shareable, you know, is easy to reproduce. So you're asking me what kind of supports am I going to provide after that? Well, let me think on that, okay?
Yep, just planting the seed. That's something I'm doing in my current manifesto of life, is working with people who are doing similar practices. I actually attended a call-in group heart meditation this evening, but trying to figure out ways to facilitate being able to share it, you know, and have something that's accessible both for the content creator, that would be you in this instance, and then as the participant or attendee, you know, trying to have something to take away. So I've been going back through and rebuilding the Basic Six practice with the Insight Timer to try and get it to where I start with like your guided practice. And then at some point it's like, now I can do this based on what you provided me to build a solid foundation. So that's the kind of thought process I was thinking behind that whenever you ponder it.
So. Okay. Well, thanks a lot. That was good. Okay. Any other comments before we close this Zoom?
I'm good.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the guys who showed up here, and thank you for whoever's listening to this on the podcast or watching it on YouTube. Hope to see some of you either this fall or this winter. The website is menswork.ca. That'll always direct you to whatever retreats are currently being available. You can also check out other programs at sacredbodies.ca. My name is Hans Peter Meyer. You can email me at Hans at sacredbodies.ca. can find me on Instagram, Facebook, on Twitter at Hans Peter Meyer. And I'm on YouTube, reluctantly on TikTok. And be in touch. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.